Taken as a whole, what does these broad sweep of bills in the education area demonstrate?
What we've seen in the ALEC archive of bills is really a clear focus on privatization of education. That's been a long-held goal. We've seen the roots of that back into the 80s even. But there are lots and lots of statutes proposed that are privatization in various ways. There's school vouchers, there's charter programs, there's tax credits, there's tax deductions, all of that kind of material which really focuses on additional privatization of the public schools.
And what is the motivation behind the privatization agenda?
I think that you can see earlier documents which really talk about ALEC's disagreement with the purpose of public education. There's a 1985 document that talks about the public schools having to provide education for students with disabilities and having to provide education for students whose first language is not English, and having to provide education for poor students and students from illiterate families. And then they go on to say that they serve the interests of everyone, and they don't serve anyone's interests well. And so their alternative to that is to privatize so that students who don't have those special needs can move into private schools.
So are there specific bills for that type of system of students, peeling off students for special schools?
Sure, the peeling off students for special schools, or just peeling off students whose families want them to go to private schools. That's where you get all of the voucher programs are just being able to peel students off and sending them to private schools, whether their families can afford that or whether they need additional supplement with public money. So you see all of those students peeling off and going into private schools. And then the more modern bills are these kind of boutique voucher programs. So you see in the ALEC archive, you see voucher programs for students with disabilities. You see voucher programs for students whose parents are veterans, and voucher programs for students who are foster children, kind of a voucher of every flavor, so that you get piece by piece by piece by piece more and more students being pushed over to the private education system.
And in the 2010 bills, the more recent set of bills, what are you seeing there?
The 2010 document is a report card on education, and it goes through and talks about the progress that's really been made. And they outline four different areas that they want to continue or start working in. The first one is introducing market factors into the teaching profession, and those are alternative certification kind of programs, or not requiring teachers to have certification kind of programs, plus the kind of pay-for-performance programs as well. The second area is privatizing or continuing to privatize education through vouchers and charter schools and tax incentives, and there's the myriad of those kind of programs. The third area is increased student testing, because they're very supportive of the No Child Left Behind kind of testing of students. And then the fourth area is really to chip away at local school districts and the control that local school districts have and the control that local school boards have. So you see bills in or suggestions in all four of those areas. Then they give some political strategy, and I think their political strategy is pretty interesting because it explains what we've actually seen happen in states. They explain this as, you know, being brave and making sure that you introduce bills, and making sure that you introduce bills in lots of different formats, in lots of different ways. And they liken it to the whack-a-mole game, where you actually have to, you know, whack the mole, and they say that if you introduce all of these bills, the teachers' unions can't kill them all, and some of them are bound to go through. It explains what we've seen. We see all sorts of bills, you know, being introduced in various legislatures, like a whack-a-mole game.
Can you tell us anything about what we've learned about the roots of school choice and school voucher system in Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin, you know, is one of the early school voucher programs. The Milwaukee Parental Choice Program was enacted as one of the early leaders. And what you see in some early documents, in the 80s documents, are an explanation of how you can create school choice, school voucher programs. And clearly, to me, it looks as if the programs that were first put into our legislative hopper were modeled after the ALEC kind of programs that they set out. We also know that there are some of our education leaders or some of our legislative leaders in the 80s attended ALEC meetings, people like Tommy Thompson. And Tommy Thompson came back to the state of Wisconsin and when he was governor was a clear proponent of the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program. And, you know, I think without Tommy Thompson's leadership on this issue, we would not have gotten the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program that we have now.